A couple of days ago, Rav David Willig came over to me in the Beis Medrash and asked me, he said, I know when you put on your shoes, you put on your right shoe first, then your left shoe, then you tie your left shoe first, then you tie your right shoe. What if your shoes have Velcro straps and not laces? So do you also strap your left shoe first, then the right shoe, or is it tafka only in tying? So I said, I don't know. So I started looking into the issue of getting dressed in the morning in the right first and then the left and where all this comes from. So I thought maybe we'll do a 10-minute halacha shiur on it. There is a tshuva of the Toras Yikutiel, Madura Kama or Chaim Simon Ches, quoted by Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, that quotes two minhagim in general about getting dressed first, not in terms of right side and left side, but in terms of top and bottom. Do you put on your shirt first or your pants first in the morning? So this Tshuva's Torah Sikutiel quotes two minhagim. He says, the minhag chasidim is lahavshit mikodem amichnasayim v'acharka chachaluk haktonas ubilavisha lihipuch mikodem lovshanachaluk v'acharka chamichnasayim. When they get undressed, the minhag of the chasidim is to first remove the pants, then the shirt. When they get dressed, the minhag is the opposite, to first put on the shirt and then put on the pants, meaning to always wear the shirt for longer than the pants. The minhag Ashkenazim, he says, is the opposite, that first they take off the shirt and then, but when they get dressed, they first put on the pants. To always wear the pants for longer than wearing the shirt. This is not related to the issue of tznius for men in terms of how you should be, whether you should get dressed under a blanket or anything like that. That we discussed in a different shiur. This is just in terms of seder advarim. What do you put on first, the bottom or the top? So in this tshuva Torah Sikutiel, he says elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, that both of these are well sourced, and he points out the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes of the tshuvas, where the Rashba strongly endorses observing minhag Yisrael. And he says that every minhag Yisrael, afilu mashen noshim zekenos noagos, even what we commonly call baba maises, things that come from your bubbies, that are nashim zekenos or noheg, still there's a yesod dorach or dorad Moshe Rabbeinu, that these are things that have to be observed, and we have to try to justify the various minhagim. So what's the source of the various minhagim? So the makor for the minhag of the Ashkenazim, he says, is in Meseches Derech Eretz Perek Yud. It says that before a person goes into the bathhouse, what should he do? Remove his shoes, take off his belt, poshet es chaluko, v'achar kach matir parkoso atachtona, which means that he first takes off his shirt, and then parkasa tachtona refers to his pants. So the shirt comes off first before the pants, and when he gets dressed, he puts on the pants first, and then he puts on the shirt. That seems to be the minhag Ashkenazim. Is there any source for the minhag of Chassidim? So he says in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, Perek Ches. Also, there's a passage, Mitchila Mavir Michnasayim, and then you take off the pants, and then you take off the shirt. Exactly the opposite of the minhag of the Ashkenazim, exactly like the minhag of the Chassidim. And he says perhaps a raya to the minhag of Chassidim is based on what the Torah writes in Siman Ches. The Torah writes that miyad achar netilas yadayim yisatef petzitzis, that right after netilas yadayim in the morning, before you get dressed, you should put on your tzitzis. Where do you put on your tzitzis? You don't put your tzitzis on directly on the skin. The assumption is you're going to put your tzitzis on over a shirt. So how are you going to put on your tzitzis right away? In order to get the tzitzis on as quickly as possible, most likely you're putting on your shirt first. That's what he suggests. Now, it could be chasidim l'shitasa, because chasidim put the tzitzis on over their shirt. Ashkenazim generally don't put the tzitzis on. We have a 10-minute halacha shiur about that as well, about where you wear your tzitzis. Over the shirt, under the shirt, you wear tzitzis, strings out, tzitzis, strings in. So chasidim l'shitas, if they're going to wear it over their shirt, the only way they're going to be able to get it on quickly is if they put their shirt on before their pants. That's perhaps a raya to the minhag of the chasidim according to the Tshuva's Torah Sikutiel. However, in the Tshuva's Knei Bosim Chelik Beisim and Aleph, he has a whole discussion about this, and he says there really is only one minhag, and that's the minhag of the chasidim. The other minhag is incorrect, and even the Torah Sikutiel changed his mind, but we should reject the other minhag. Okay, that's just minhag. That we don't have any clear halacha which one has to come first. What about putting on two pieces of clothing at the same time? So there's a Gemara that Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Beis that says that it's kasha l'shichcha, that if you put on two pieces of clothing at the same time, let's say you have a shirt inside a sweater, and you could put your arms in the shirt and the sweater at the same time. So is that okay to put them both on simultaneously? So the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it because it will cause someone to forget their learning, since it's kasha l'shichcha. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Is it a technical violation of Yishamelucha Pentishkach? there's an issur d'oraisa to do something that will cause you to forget your learning. So does that only mean when you do things that will distract you from your learning in a natural way will cause you to forget your learning? Or is it even b'derech segula that it causes you to forget your learning? That's also a violation of Yishamer Lecha Pen Tishkach. So he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky in the Hakdama to the Sefer Zikaron, where he writes that he tries to prove from the Sefer Chassidim that it's not a technical violation of the Isser. Because Sefer Chassidim says that Echot Shal Mechacham Amar Achbarim Achlu Milachmi Imuch Alechol Min Alechem. Then Sefer Chassidim says someone had Achbarim, he had mice eat from his bread, and he wanted to know, is he allowed to eat from the bread? So the rabbi said, why not? He says, I'm afraid I'm going to forget my learning. I'm very careful to eat things that shouldn't cause me not to eat things that will cause me to forget things, but now I'm very hungry, and one of the things that's kasha l'shichcha is to eat something that mice ate from. So amar lei hachacham, ein chayev ad sheyeshev yesira milibcha. No, you're not chayev for forgetting your learning, for yisham lecha pen tishkach, unless you sit there trying to forget it. But when you do something that is b'derech segula, that's not going to be a violation. But he also tells him, "Vani roa sheinachosik b'torah v'alechata imamei aretz l'shmod dvarim b'telim." But the chacham responded in the Sefer Chassidim. It says the chacham responded and said, "But you know, I do see that after seder and after shir, you hang out with amaratzim and you're involved in all sorts of dvarim b'telim. So I have a better idea to get you not to forget your learning. Maybe you shouldn't be involved in so many dvarim b'telim. That will help you from forgetting your learning instead of worrying about eating something that an achbar had eaten from." So this is a discussion in the poskim. Does one violate the isser, the technical isser? But it's certainly something the Mishnah Berurah recommends not to do. What about removing two articles of clothing at the same time? Does one have to be zayir from that also? That it doesn't say explicitly. So some of the Acharim say, Pashas, it's the same. Putting on, taking off. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, in Halicha Shlomo, on page Chav Beis, in Halicha Shlomo, is quoted as saying that in general, when it comes to these segula type of things, so where it's quoted in the Gemara and the Poskim quote it, so we have no choice, we have to follow what it says. But whatever it doesn't say, it's not just that we might as well be machmir. Now, whatever it doesn't say, we shouldn't start observing those things. Because a lot of these types of things will cause us to be motzi laz on chazal. Because people are going to do them, and they're going to see that they don't forget their learning, and they're going to make a joke out of the whole thing. They're going to be mezalzel b'divrei chazal. So in order to avoid zilzel b'divrei chazal, we try not to expand any of these beyond what's written black on white on the books. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't put on two things at the same time, so avoid that. Don't put on two things at the same time. Rav Simcha Ben Kohen thinks that means that you shouldn't put on your hat and your yarmulke at the same time. That's two begadim. That's something that's violated quite often. A lot of times if you wear a big yarmulke, so the hat doesn't fit right over it unless you put the yarmulke inside the hat first. He thinks that's a violation of putting on two begadim at the same time. It's also a discussion, the post can point out, the Chavis Das in Yardaya, in the context of a discussion of something else that's kasha l'shichcha, of eating the lave of the heart of a bird, which is also said to be kasha l'shichcha, the Chavis Das says, but a woman is allowed to do it, because she has no isser to forget anything. The isser of forgetting Torah is only for a man who's chayv in Talmud Torah. Now, a woman may not want to do it, she may not want to forget things, but she has no isser. There's no isser of Yishar Melecha Pentishkach, so the Yisra wouldn't apply to a woman. Also, interesting to note, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Bey Sivav writes that we're not makbid about shoes. That if shoes are one of the things, you could put on your shoes while you're putting on your jacket or while you're putting on your shirt, that's not called putting on two begadim at the same time, because shoes don't have a din of begadim. Every time shoes come up in Shas, the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha always has this ha'ara of whether this is a raya that shoes do count as a beged, don't count as a beged. They're always l'mayna afkamina. You have to wear big day Shabbos. Do you need Shabbos shoes, or do you not need Shabbos shoes? You're supposed to wear big day special beged for Shabbos. So there's several nafkaminas, but the Shor Mitzvah Malach always discusses this issue. So Aruch HaShulchan is convinced that shoes don't have a din of a beged vis-a-vis this halacha of wearing, of putting on two things at the same time. Now the halacha in general is that the right takes precedence over the left. We always, because kol pino shatpon lo yadarechimin, the right is always considered the more chashuv. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Beis of Dalid. So you put on the right side, your right sleeve before your left sleeve, your right shoe before your left shoe. When we remove things, we remove the left before we remove the right, so that the right will have it on for longer. The exception to the rule is tying. Why, when we tie shoes, do we tie the left first? So it's based on the fact that tefillin are tied on the left side. That since in regards to tying the tefillin on, we tie the tefillin on the left side, so anything tying related we tie the right side. So I thought that's a raya, that the Velcro, with the tying on the Velcro, they should do the left side first, because tefillin aren't really tying per se. We have a, we're strapping. We're strapping on the lashon is a kshartim because there's a knot in the tefillin. But what we actually do is we strap it on. So anything that's a strap, I would think you would do the left side before the right side. So that's the minhag. There is a machlokas in the poskim. The fact that tying is first, is that only by shoes, or if let's say there's some other garment that has tying involved as well? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav says it's about any garment. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Ma'adurat Tinyan Sif Dalin in the Aruch HaShulchan in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch say by that it applies to other garments as well. I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't apply to other garments. All these other poskim say it does apply to other garments. Now, a left-handed person ties his tefillin onto his right arm, so for tying, the left would do the right side first also. So for a lefty, it would be right, left, right, left. For a righty, with the shoes, it would be right, left, left, right. So those are the basics of getting dressed in the morning. Okay.